a number of believers who are of my generation, especially, and it's not limited to that, of course, but a number in my circle of friends, many of whom are evangelical, are saying basically when it comes to the issue of origins, you know, maybe it's something that we really don't need to engage on as heavily as we have been, because there are so many things that draw the ire, so many debates that are out there. Why don't we save our intellectual fodder, as it were, for the things that really matter? What would be your response to that?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because that is probably the predominant question that I get from church people, from Christians. It's usually not even questions about the specifics. It's just, why is this even important? They might argue for a little bit about certain things, but then all of a sudden that's the standard response. Well, why does it even matter anyway? Let's just go on. And the way I would respond to that is, first of all, I would bring up honoring God, sanctify God in your hearts, and always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you with meekness and fear. And that's always important as well. We want to do it in the right attitude. But I would really point to the issue of hope and why we even have hope. We have hope because God is the creator of everything good. And when he created everything, he created it very good. So when he made Adam and Eve and he made all the animals and all of that, he looked down on a world and he said, this is all very good. And what you have in the fossil record is a record of misery, is a record of disease, a record of death. And if that is a record of millions of years before humans ever came on the scene, then you are saying something very different about the God of Scripture. You're saying that God is the one that created in creatures disease and cancer and all of those things. And I definitely don't believe that. And I don't know any evangelical Christian that would believe that.
Right.
They just don't think about how it relates to this particular issue. And so all of those things, according to the way I read Scripture, is that sin brought all that about. And because sin is what brought all of that about, when Jesus came, he came to defeat death. He came to ultimately defeat disease. He showed that through his healing and everything else that he's done. And even though we still have the effects of sin around us, there is going to come a day when he totally destroys all of that. And there will be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more disease. The lion or the wolf will lie down with the lamb, and the lion will eat grass like the ox, as it says in Isaiah. And he will restore what he originally created. And see, so the whole aspect of the gospel starts with the reality that sin is what set everything off on a wrong track. That's where evil came from. That we're really the only ones that have an answer for evil, because evil didn't come from God. God didn't create evil. Evil came ultimately because of sin, because of disobedience. And now we have what we have today.